From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck plowed into a crowded of Christmas market in the center of Berlin Monday, killing 12 people and injuring almost 50. Police say the incident occurred outside the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. Authorities are trying to determine if the crash was intentional. The investigation into the incident is being done, though, by federal prosecutors who generally handle terrorism cases. A police spokesman said the truck was registered in Poland. In the Turkish capital Ankara, the Russian ambassador was shot and killed by a Turkish policeman Monday while attending the opening of an exhibition. Dorian Jones reports.
The shooting of the Russian ambassador, Andrei Karlov, was captured by video cameras recording his speech opening an exhibition in a gallery in the heart of Ankara. As the ambassador was speaking, a gunman approached the podium and opened fire, shooting Karlov 4 to 5 times. 3 other people were also injured. One witness explains that Syria appears to be the motivation for the attack. He shot him behind the podium, she said. The assailant was saying, Allah Akbar. He mentioned that Russia was killing innocent people in Aleppo and in Syria. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations Security Council Monday approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to oversee the evacuation of civilians from the Syrian city of Aleppo. The unanimous approval came despite earlier divisions among member nations on what to do about the Syrian civil war. Meanwhile, thousands of people were bused Monday from Aleppo's devastated eastern section after earlier evacuation attempts stalled. Turkey's foreign minister says 20,000 people were evacuated from eastern Aleppo by late Monday. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump was officially chosen by the Electoral College Monday to be the next president of the United States. Electors from each of the 50 states cast their ballots in their respective state capitals. Trump, as expected, surpassed the 270 figure needed to win a 4-year term as president. U.S. President Barack Obama has commuted the sentences of 153 convicts, many of them serving drug sentences. Mr. Obama gave pardons to 78 others. It was the greatest number of individual clemencies given in a single day by any U.S. president. When Congolese President Joseph Kabila's second term ended at midnight Monday and he remained in office, gunshots could be heard in the capital, Kinshasa. Congo's constitutional court has ruled that Mr. Kabila can remain in power until new elections are held. The government says elections scheduled for this November had to be postponed because of logistical and financial challenges. Congo's ruling party has proposed that elections be held in April of 2018. Protests took place Monday in several Kinshasa neighborhoods, despite a ban on such demonstrations. Witnesses say police fired tear gas to disperse protesters. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, has been convicted of negligence by a French court. She was charged with failing to challenge a $422 million payout by a state arbitration panel to a business tycoon. The case comes from actions Lagarde took when she was France's finance minister. Christopher Baker is a lawyer with her legal team.
There is no sentence, okay? Which means there's no record of this being recorded in any register of sentences. There is no fine. There could have been a fine.
The IMF Executive Board met Monday to discuss the issue. They affirmed its confidence in Lagarde's ability to continue to carry out her duties. Turkey's ruling AK Party has submitted to Parliament a package of 21 proposals for constitutional change. The proposed changes would end Turkey's nearly century-long parliamentary rule and replace it with a powerful executive presidency. Under the proposals, Parliament could pass legislation overturning decrees issued by the president. The president would have the power to veto parliamentary legislation. The proposals would also allow the president to lead a political party, ending the present constitutional requirement of neutrality. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been pushing for the changes. He argues that the country needs a strong presidency. Taking a look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. European markets were mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.